The G7 meeting kicked off today in Japan with a call from that country for more infrastructure spending in poorer parts of the world. Japan is touting a plan announced this week to spend $200 billion on high-quality infrastructure in developing countries, but Japan faces stiff competition from one country that already has a foothold in Asia and Africa. That would be China. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us now. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Magda.
So first of all, tell us about this new plan that Japan announced this week to increase infrastructure spending in other countries. What's that all about?
All right. Not that everybody gets crazy about talking about infrastructure, but I want to, you know, beg your indulgence for a second. One of the issues is that there is a major infrastructure gap all around the world, right? We all see it when we go over bridges and try and land planes and all sorts of things. And part of the problem is that many countries just don't have the money to keep up with the infrastructure. So in addition to the World Bank and the IMF, which have typically been the global organizations to fund major infrastructure projects, we now have an Asian Development Bank and a Chinese Development Bank. So everybody outside of China in Asia is in competition with China. This is all part of this pivot to Asia and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So what's happened is Japan has now said that its $100 billion investment is now going to be a $200 billion investment, and they're going to help countries across Asia and across Africa. They are looking at countries that do not have sufficient infrastructure and basically helping them fund the development, the new development of that infrastructure.
Right. So you mentioned China, which of course has been investing very heavily in Asia and Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, just take us through the basics. What exactly does China or Japan get from putting forth all this money and building roads and bridges in other countries?
Well, two things. The smaller part is that these are countries with slowing economic growth. So the projects themselves make money. So they've built a parliament building in a country in West Africa. The Chinese have. They're building roads in Kenya, for instance. What they get are two things. One is they give these countries money at low, you know, zero to low interest, so it doesn't get on the country's balance sheet. But what they get is a relationship that results in trade. So if you build, for instance, Japan built the roads in Vietnam. As a result, the Vietnamese buy Japanese cars. So if you go to Hanoi, you don't see European cars. You certainly don't see American cars. You don't even see Korean cars. You just see Japanese cars. Years ago, when I was in Kenya, people used BlackBerry and Samsung phones. Now, because of the Chinese investment, they use Huawei phones from China, and they buy those things. In terms of high-speed rail, for instance, both Japan and China are trying to get those contracts in India, but the point is that they get the contract for building the railway, and hopefully they sell them the trains, too.
Interesting. So do the countries where this investment is happening, they must also see some kind of benefit by virtue of their infrastructure being improved?
They really do see that benefit, but there's a lot of tension. It's sort of the new version of colonialism.
Right.
Because they're sort of tied to these countries. They might be low-interest or zero-interest loans, but there's a lot they have to do in terms of giving the Japanese or the Chinese access to their countries. There's also a bit of a surprise in parts of Africa. You'll go to Kenya, and you will see massively exploding Chinese populations. The Africans sort of were under the impression that the building will be done by Africans. It'll create jobs at home. They weren't really geared up for the fact that the Chinese will actually be bringing unemployed Chinese from China to Africa or to India to be doing these jobs. So there's a little tension about labor and employment as well.
Well, business journalist Ali Velshi speaking to us about infrastructure investment around the world. Ali, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Magda.